The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy
Hump Day! Yeah, that's right, Hump Day!
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First things first, the first talk back of the day. And then we'll get to your crazy cash keyword that is on standby.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Raquel from San Jose. It is October 1st. And I hope I am the first talk back. Just wanted to say happy birthday to my daughter, Loren. Today is her 17th birthday. Dad, Mom, and Lucas love you so much, and we hope you have an amazing day. Love you. Bye.
Happy birthday, Loren.
Who gives a fart?
No,
it's
I have a question.
Lauren, but fancier.
Yes,
Loren.
I have a question because Raquel from San Jose, she also slid into my DMs asking for a birthday shout out today. And I was planning on giving those at the time that I give all the birthday shout outs after the JV Show. Yep, nope game. Do I still do that shout out? Also, now that I know that I would have said Lauren, but it's Loren.
Loren.
Yeah, Loren.
Do you still do the shout out? Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because now you know how to say it.
Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
All right, Crazy Cash, you got your keyword here for your chance to win $1,000, guys. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, this hour's nationwide keyword is trip. Trip. Enter that keyword at wild949.com or hit the contest tab. If you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, you'll find a spot to enter the keyword there. That gets you in the running for this hour's $1,000 of crazy cash. Plus, if you win that, qualified for a flyaway trip to New York for the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
Love it. Good luck, guys. All right. Yesterday, we gave Jess an assignment. We said, Jess, it is October now. Come in with three JV Show Halloween costume ideas, please.
And they better be good.
We're going to be scrambling. We don't know what to dress up as.
Because last year, you thought, okay, I have the best idea ever. And you're like, let's be Teletubbies. Or let's be Las Vegas bed bugs.
That one was really
Paris
good.
Paris bed bugs or something.
That one was really
that
good.
That one didn't, nobody would have known.
I still wish we could have done that one.
Nobody would have gotten it.
But we would have looked really cute in our little berets.
I mean, if we were Vegas bed bugs this year, we were like showgirl bed bugs.
Dude.
Very topical with Taylor's album about
that,
to drop.
I think that's still in the running.
Nobody would get it. How do you know what a bed bug? Do you even know what a bed bug looks like?
Well, we just be dressed up as a bug with
a bed on
with a bed attached to us.
Well, now that's funny.
What are your ideas, better. Jess?
Okay,
right, hang on. Let me get my gun out.
I have four. I'll start with the one that I know you guys are going to shoot down right away because I just think this one would be really funny to see Graham dressed as this. So the girls, the ladies on the show, we could be Minions and Graham can be Gru. You guys know.
You don't.
I'm not dressing up as a minion in 2025.
Selena's already dressed up as a minion before for Halloween.
Wait, really?
Didn't you do that have with me and my daughter. Yeah, when she was little.
No way.
Yeah, like 8 years ago.
Okay, that one's
maybe
one's
more. So let's get rid of that one.
How do you remember that, Graham?
I don't know. I have a good memory about weird stuff.
Costumes?
I don't know why.
Okay, what about like the fast food mascots? Because there's so many of them. There's Jack in the Box. There's the Wendy's girl. There's Colonel Sanders or whatever that guy is.
That's kind of funny.
The King from, you know,
from Burger King.
Like, there's so many. Or we could either be the more popular ones, or we could be like the underdogs, the ones that nobody talks about. That'd be kind of funny.
Thoughts,
too.
Graham?
Give me some examples of the underdogs that nobody talks about.
Well, no one talks about them, so I would have to.
You'd have to figure out if they even exist.
I'd have to figure those out first.
Like, what's Del Taco's mascot? Oh, they don't have one? Okay, well, I'm not going to dress up as that.
Okay.
So, Selena, let's just say a group of people come walking in, because we're looking for a group costume idea,
right.
And somebody's dressed up as Colonel Sanders, and somebody's dressed up as Ronald McDonald. You're like, oh, my God.
I think it's funny. I do think it's funny, but
you,
I mean.
Okay, Selena's on board
more,
with that
more.
One.
But it has to be a unanimous decision. So if you're not, if you don't agree, then that one's out.
I want to, those costumes, like if you got the legit costumes and did it right.
Yeah.
Very true.
It would look good.
It could backfire.
Whether or not I think you could pull it off and look really good. Would people be blown away by it? Like, oh, what a great. Clever costume. I don't know.
But you have another idea.
I have more. I have three more.
Okay.
So we've talked about
this.
You
have three more ideas? Yeah, let's just get one right now. We're running out of time.
Oh,
no,
dang
I
it.
Need all of them.
Okay. Okay. One of them, we've actually kind of talked about this before. Love Island Bombshells.
Out.
What?
Next.
Yeah, that one's not
dang it.
Work.
Okay. What about characters from Happy Gilmore 2? Like, that'd be cool. The movie came out this.
No one would know what we were.
Yes, they would.
Next.
The Happy Gilmore.
I'm trying to think about that.
The Jersey, the Bad Bunny character, Oscar. The waiter that Travis Kelce played, the grandma, or the wife that got hit in the head with the golf ball?
I'm out again.
Dang it!
Yeah, not recognizable.
My last one.
Okay. We're already down to the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Katy Perry's Blue Origin space trip. Like, we either are all of them, like the whole flight crew.
No, you're onto something.
Or that would be funny.
You know? I'm actually in. I think I'm in. I like
okay,
this one.
Okay,
I
do
like
okay. That oh, one. My God. Like thank God.
How much are space good. Costumes?
Oh, you get a blue space suits?
Yeah.
Or each somebody,
maybe that's a maybe good one. Someone
we're
dresses
all holding
up
a little daisy.
As the daisy. Yeah.
Yeah, a little
yes.
daisy.
Think about it.
Okay.
No, this is
we're
topical. It's good.
Yeah.
My wheels are turning.
All right, our cool or not list is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, guys, the government is shut down. Yep, it happened just after midnight after Congress failed to reach a deal on funding. Whoops. Both sides, both parties have been in a bitter standoff over healthcare spending and just could not reach an agreement. Every shutdown is different, but typically functions that are like critical to protect lives and property, those are deemed essential. Those will remain open while non-essential employees, they're going to be put on a temporary unpaid leave.
This is not good.
Yeah.
All right, the Niners don't have much time to lick their wounds as they have a date with the Rams tomorrow in L.A. at Levi's South for Thursday Night Football. Quarterback Brock Purdy said he's hopeful he can play, but it sounds like he'll be listed as questionable for the game. He's still dealing with that toe injury. Wide receivers Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall also questionable for the game with injuries from this past Sunday. Niners Rams kicks off tomorrow night at 5:15.
Nice.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Light rain has already arrived for some areas in the Bay. Showers will continue on and off throughout the day. Dress accordingly and pack your umbrella. Temperatures are going to be in the upper 60s to mid 70s.
I wore sleeves today for the first time in just months, yes! And I hate it.
Happy October.
It's too hot in here. Get these sleeves off of me.
Rip them off.
Hey, Gemini besties. Hey. Your day today is going to be a 7. You've got high ideals and expectations for yourself and for those around you. You need to make sure that you're sticking to them. Today's a good time for you to step up and tell the world what you will and won't take from it.
Yeah.
Loud and proud. What do we want, world?
Peace.
Free breakfast?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
What, when do we want it?
Now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I have ideas. Ghostbusters. The Sanders Sisters. The Powerpuff Girls. Someone could be the Cat in the Hat and someone and the other two could be Thing One and Thing Two. There are so many ideas. Just look on Google 3 people costumes.
Well, we need 4, right? Because uh-huh. Chidi will be here.
Chidi will be here, so we do, need 4. But we don't want just your run-of-the-mill
right.
Yes,
yeah, Ghostbusters
costumes that have
been
done. It's got to be something original that we really yes. like. That's preferably something that's topical.
Right,
where people
right.
are like
this
oh,
year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think so far we're sticking with the space.
The
space. Unless anyone has a better idea, let us know.
It's going to be tough.
I know. All right, let's get to our cool or not list, though. You know, every Wednesday we discuss some things and we ask, you know, is that cool or not? Graham, would you like to kick it off?
Sure. What do you guys think, cool or not? I mean, in the spirit of Halloween, now that it is October 1st, what do you guys think about those big blow-up Halloween decorations? We saw these things really take hold as Christmas decorations, the big blow-up,
yep.
Frosty, whatever. But now I'm seeing a lot of houses using big blow-up Halloween decorations. What do you think?
I don't mind it. Cool. I think cool. Why don't you like them?
I don't know. I mean, I saw one the other day. It was like a dinosaur holding a pumpkin. I'm like, what does this have to do with Halloween? You know, like, we're just making a big inflatable out of anything. And then people are like, oh, this is the easiest decoration to put up. I just plug it in and boom, now I have this giant thing in my yard. But like, what does a dinosaur holding a pumpkin have to do with Halloween?
I think confused. It's cool if you have like younger kids because then you can't go too scary. You know what I mean? And
right.
the blow up ones, you can get like a Halloween, like Mickey Mouse or something. The ones I don't like is the Thanksgiving ones. And you don't see it too often.
Thanksgiving?
But every once in a while, you see a house with a giant blow-up turkey in their front yard.
No, no, no.
I don't like those.
I had multiples of those on my street.
I don't like the Thanksgiving ones.
They used to live on. The Thanksgiving ones, every holiday, people now immediately just go to some big blow-up thing. I'm going not cool. I mean... Halloween, Selena, I think you still go spooky decorations. I don't know. My kids were little. We had that realistic-looking skeleton sitting on the porch. The thing, put some effort into these decorations. Real pumpkins. You don't need a giant inflatable one on your front lawn. Get a real pumpkin.
I like it.
That's a That's a good point. I think I'm back on Graham's side.
I think still cool. Get your inflatable stuff.
Put your spider webs up. Put your spider crone on your fence. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be. That's not terrifying my kids. They're not like, hey, that 4-foot spider over there, Dad, is that real? Like, they know it's fake. It's Halloween. Get some spooky stuff. When you have a giant inflatable of, like, I don't know, like a. Again, I just yesterday I saw the dinosaur holding the pumpkin, and I just I what is it? Why? Why is that Halloween? I don't mind it.
Right? Like, it looks more like cute than scary.
Some people go for that vibe, though.
That's a good point. You know what? You know? I did see that a lot of people that are really into the spooky vibes are complaining that all of the Halloween Christmas is now all pastels and like more trying to be aesthetic than like your typical scary.
All of the Halloween Christmas.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
All of the Halloween decorations.
I was confused at which holiday you're talking about.
What we're talking about.
It's too early.
Okay, you guys are going not cool. I think cool.
I'm going to say not cool.
Right, yeah, I'm going not cool. It just seems kind of lazy.
We're going to get to the rest of our things later on this morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Don't forget, coming up in about 10 minutes, we are going to be opening up the phone lines. We got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to our private screening of Taylor Swift's The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. And that's going to be in San Francisco. So that's in about 10 minutes. Keep it right here. A lot of talkbacks to get to.
Good morning, JV Show. I am a government employee on my way to work today because I am considered essential. However, I will not get paid until all of this is settled. Happy Wednesday.
That
is BS. I was reading about that this morning, about which functions of the government employees, who's still working, who's not. And yes, if you're deemed essential, then you keep working, except you don't get a paycheck. How does that work? That's like the most un-American thing of all time. You can't expect people to go to work and then not get paid just because you deemed them essential. All of them should deem that they require a paycheck. And if you'd like to avoid any government shutdowns in the future, how about all members of Congress and Senate? They don't get their paycheck until a shutdown is averted or whatever, until a spending bill is agreed upon.
I'm sure they're still getting
paid. They'd get a spending bill done every single time. I've heard people propose that plan before, and yes, that would work. That would work every single time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but and I know she said that she gets paid once this is all done with, but she gets paid for the time that she's unpaid too, right?
Yeah, they'll get.
So it's just like a massive paycheck at the end, but it still sucks when you have things due right now.
People have bills to pay, and this shutdown could go on for a month. It could go on for more. Like, there's no set timetable. They have to agree upon something. And so, you eventually will get your money, right? Eventually. That doesn't really work when you got rent due or whatever, all sorts of bills like that.
And who knows how long this is going to take.
Exactly.
We were also talking about inflatable Halloween decorations.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. I know you guys are talking about hating on inflatables in your front yard, but for your costumes, you guys should check out the inflatable costumes. My friend Brandy from Concord did one last year, and it was of a woman in a bikini with giant boobs and a giant butt, and it was the hit. They have so many different funny ones. You guys could all be inflatable whatnots. Okay, bye.
Dude. What do you guys think about that? I was saying, I saw some inflatable Halloween decorations yesterday. It was like a giant dinosaur holding a pumpkin. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. This doesn't seem like Halloween. I was hating on the inflatable Halloween decorations.
I like the decorations.
They seem a little lazy to me. What about that? What do you guys think about the inflatable costumes?
Some of them are funny. I think I'm a little over the inflatable costumes.
Really? Thank you.
Thank
you. I'm in that same
boat.
I have
seen, though, the one that she's talking about, and those are hilarious. We could be BBL baddies.
Have you guys seen the one where it's an inflatable T-Rex?
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Oh, well, that one's done.
You still see it every single year.
I know. So, like, can we? There are a couple funny ones, though. I have seen a couple funny ones, but I'm also, I don't know.
It's like the first time we ever saw one. We're like, oh, my God. Yeah. How did they do that? And now it's like,
Yeah, everything's inflatable now.
All right, I did want to talk about this shift in workplace culture. A third of Americans say they would rather you not show up for work if you are feeling sick.
Ooh.
Before, it used to be like almost like a badge of honor. Like, I'm not feeling well, but I'm going to come to work. I'm going to power through. I'm going to show my boss how dedicated I am. I'm going to prove to my coworkers that I am here. I have crazy work ethic and I'm going to do my job even though I don't feel my best. Now they're like, stay your butt home.
Yeah, don't get the rest of us sick.
But Jess, you just said you're getting sick and you're in here today.
Yeah.
I said I think I'm starting to. But it's tough because I know when somebody doesn't show up, then it adds like more work to the rest of the people. So usually people in an office are like, well, just show up anyways. But then you don't want the whole office getting sick. And then now everybody's out.
I know.
But we also want to verify, are you actually sick? Because if you have one tiny little sniffle and you're not really sick and you just need a day off and I'm doing more work while you're at home binge watching shows, then I'm annoyed, right? But if you are legitimately like with some crazy contagious illness and, oh, I don't want you near the, then I don't want you coming in. But there's a line. There is definitely
it's
a
like,
line.
I am actually sick all the time.
You are.
And I still come in because, I think because of guilt mostly. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's how, Graham, you probably feel the same way. That's just how we entered the workforce. And it's like, you just go in anyways. Not because we think it would impress our boss. According to this survey, 25% of people think it would impress their bosses. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about getting my job done.
Yeah. I know.
So it doesn't fall on you guys.
Yeah, see, it's like a team. It's like being part of a, being part of a team. And you don't want to let the other team, your other teammates down. Mm-hmm.
I think my immune system has gotten a lot better since being around you, Selena, because you get sick so often.
You are welcome.
Yeah, it has to, our immune systems are ramped up because it has to like,
why has mine just been getting worse then?
Everything.
That's a good point. I don't know.
And then 28% said that they had just already committed to work. They got to go. 27% say that they can't afford to miss work. And I think that's the big one for most people.
Yeah.
You miss a day, you're missing out on money that you need.
Yeah.
But then don't you feel like, dang, I have all this sick time that I'm never going to go through because we're always here?
Yes.
Maybe we could all cash in our sick days at the same time because I've got like a gazillion piled up because I've never taken one.
Yeah.
Then we can all use them and get like hell of vacation. And the listeners will be like, oh my God, you guys are so lazy.
You guys take these off all the time. No, we don't. But it's like, no, we were sick. Sorry.
And then be like, no, legitimately, here's my doctor's note that's forged. I was sick. All of us were sick. We all got each other sick.
Yeah.
You can blame it on me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's more likely. Sick. I got everybody sick.
And I need to use the 6 weeks of sick days that I've stacked up over the years.
Same.
I'm here for this.
I probably have more than that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So the judge in Diddy's case has made a decision. Now, we know up until this point that Diddy's team has been working tirelessly to try to get him off of these Mann Act convictions. And the Mann Act is like the prostitution, the transportation to engage in prostitution charges. Mm-hmm. They wanted him acquitted. They wanted a new trial. So here's what we know so far, because Diddy's sentencing is on Friday, and we're learning now that the judge in the case just wrote in his 16-page order saying that there's actually plenty of evidence proving that Diddy violated the Mann Act. So they are going to move forward with sentencing him on Friday, and the judge has rejected their plea to an acquittal.
Wow.
Good.
So that is not happening.
That is kind good
of,
news.
We kind of figured that they weren't going to throw this whole case
out. That plea is motion for an acquittal. Same thing.
Acquit him. It's just like, that's just legal maneuvering. They're going to try every angle.
Right.
Why not?
We knew that.
Keep their client out of jail. He's probably going to stay out of jail anyways.
The other thing that's kind of scary, Cassie, she wrote the judge a letter saying, you know, obviously going over all the trauma that she's endured because of Diddy, but saying that she's like actually fearful for the day he walks out of there. And hopefully it's not Friday or, you know, next month or in a few months. Hopefully it's like after some years, because she's afraid that the first thing he's going to do is try to like retaliate against her and other people that spoke out against him.
And he will.
That is scary. And she said that like she's so afraid that Diddy and his people will come after her that she's moved her family out of New York and has been trying to keep a low profile. Just for that day he walks out.
And the thing is, like, the sad part is, even if he gets a few years, it's not going to be enough for him to just, like, I don't know, forget about it and then walk out of jail and just be like, I'm going
to... She needs to go into, like, witness protection or something. Oh, my God.
This is bad.
I mean, you know he's...
I'd be scared.
That's one thing we've known about Diddy. Incredibly revengeful person, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't forget this stuff. Might wait a little while so he doesn't immediately get in trouble. I have things linked to him, but I would be concerned going forward.
No, definitely. All right, so we all know Taylor's album comes out on Friday. Her team has put like a little pop-up. She did this with her last album, too. But there's like a pop-up experience that is put on by Spotify in New York City. Do you guys want to go through some of the Easter eggs that fans saw? Because yesterday was the first day.
Yeah.
First, fans enter through an orange door, which resembles the one that Taylor used for her very last Eras Tour performance. And that is symbolic of like ending one era and then beginning another. So there was the orange door. Mm-hmm. There was a handwritten note from Taylor herself that said the life of a showgirl. And it was on her, like, Taylor Swift stationery, the one that she used when she wrote the note to announce that she got her master's back. Uh-huh. So it's, like, from her actual notepad, which was really cool.
Okay.
There's a Valentine's Day card that is handwritten on the envelope. People think that is the actual card, or at least the envelope that Travis Kelce wrote for her on one of these most recent Valentine's Days. Which is kind of cool. There was also a Keep It 100 written in lipstick on a mirror. 100, we all know, is 87 and 13 put together.
Wow.
That would throw me off a little. Yeah, that was it.
There was a box that had a lock on it. The combination to the lock was set to 1212. So people think something is happening December 12th.
Ah.
1212.
1212.
But nobody knows yet.
Mic check. 1212.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's that. I don't know. there's a picture of Taylor and Sabrina Carpenter performing together. We all know Sabrina has a feature on the album. And then a key with a number 13. And there was obviously like a lot of 13 references throughout the pop-up.
Right.
Really, really cool experience for fans. But it's all the way in New York, which sucks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, these aren't like really, I mean, we know the songs of the album now, right? Like we kind of know everything that's.
Yeah, that's there was also certain things that people thought were like song lyrics. We don't know the lyrics yet. Not till Friday.
Right.
But there was like, you know, little quotes around the room as well. So just a cool experience for fans.
All right. Exciting week for Swifties.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Friday's the big day. Grammy.
All right, the Fat Bear Week contest has come to an end, you guys, and a winner has been chosen. We've talked about Fat Bear Week on the show before, Selena. What do you mean, what is
but
that?
Recently? For this Bear Week?
Maybe not this Bear Week, but we've talked about it all the other Bear Weeks. This is an annual contest held by Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve where they follow a bunch of bears and then they narrow it down to 12 bears who are fattening up in preparation for their winter hibernation. And I'm talking about fattening up. They are eating a lot of salmon. They're majorly bulking up. And then people online can vote for who they think is the fattest bear or whoever deserves to be the title of Fat Bear, you know, win Fat Bear Week. And this year, more than 1.5 million people voted. Selena, I know you didn't vote because you're like, what's Fat Bear Week? Jess, did you vote in Fat Bear Week?
I did not.
Oh, wow. Come on, you guys.
Did you, Graham?
No, I didn't. This year's winner is Chunk. Chunk, congrats to Chunk. He's a very large, estimated 1,200-pound bear.
Whoa.
He is humongous. He also has a broken jaw. I didn't say how he broke his jaw, but that seems hard to eat a whole bunch of salmon, just be out there snacking all day with a broken jaw. But Chunk is this year's winner. He beat out Bear 856. That bear doesn't have a nickname, apparently. Can't we give him something?
Can we name him, please? 856.
Yeah, if this bear's name is Chunk, it's not that difficult to come up with a name for him. But he beat out Bear 856 in the final bracket to take home the title for this year's
That's
Fat Bear Week
cute.
Contest. So congrats to Chunk.
Yes!
Nice job, Chunk.
If you want to see Chunk, JV Morning Show.
He's huge.
He is massive.
That'd be scary. 1,200-pound bear?
I know.
You knock your head off.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking earlier this morning about Halloween costumes. What are we going to be for Halloween?
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. I was just thinking, you guys are a morning show, so maybe you guys can be your favorite cereal box for Halloween. Just an idea. You guys have a great Hump day.
What would be your favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Or Honey Bunches of Oats.
I was going to be Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds.
Strawberries.
You like grape nuts, don't you? You like some gross cereal.
He likes Raisin Bran.
That's a joke. but yeah, why not? I'll be grape nuts.
Yeah, you can be grape nuts. What about Cinnamon Toast Crunch? How has that not gotten mentioned so far?
Oh, that one's good.
Yeah. Apple Jacks. Really? You guys are like Apple Jacks?
Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch are the number one, number two of sweet cereals.
The Rice Krispie little elves.
All right, let's move on to What the Bleep. It's where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what the word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think the easiest way to tell if a woman is down to try stuff is take a look at her car. If it's dirty, you know so is she.
Oh, my God. Is that really what you guys think?
Just a little insider tip for you guys. Just wondering if you're just wondering. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Jess's car is pretty dirty.
Hey,
I don't know if you've seen
it's going to rain today. Nature's car wash.
It's not, not going to help that. All right. Think about what the bleeped out word is. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app. Leave us a talk back. It is super easy and super fun to play along with this game. And you want to win that JV Show chug mug. Yep. So leave us your name and your city on that talk back along with your guests. Keep in mind, this is a family show. So keep those guesses PG, please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good luck with What the Bleep. I hope you win this chuggy muggy. So all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Whenever you think you know what the word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think the easiest way to tell if a woman is down to try stuff is take a look at her car. If it's dirty, you know so is she.
Wow, I feel judged.
Yeah. Jess's car is super dirty.
It is. I'm so tempted to like write something on it every single day.
No. Me too.
Or maybe we have and she hasn't noticed.
Oh, wait, that's right.
You? I don't know. You got to find out.
Wow.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. It's Loopy from the East Bay. My guess for the bleeped out word is adventurous. All right. Have a good one. Love you guys.
Adventurous stuff.
Yeah, get into some of that adventurous stuff.
Good guess.
That was a great guess. Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is off-road.
The off-road stuff? Okay.
Some off-road stuff. Yeah. I think you could tell more just looking at the type of car there. You know, big lifted truck or something.
Yeah, they're in some,
or Jeep.
Some off-road stuff.
Hi, this is Daniel from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is hiking.
All that hiking stuff.
Her car's dirty. You know, she likes to hike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Could be.
All right. If you want to leave a guess, do it now on the Talkback Mic on the iHeart app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we're going to send you this JV Show chug mug. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
I think the easiest way to tell if a woman is down to try stuff is take a look at her car. If it's dirty, you know so is she.
Yeah, you're sick. All right, let's go to your guesses, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy hump day. It's Jess and Angela from Brentwood, and our guest for the bleeped out word is gardening. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Some of that gardening stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. Melissa, Redwood City. I'm gonna guess the word's camping. Have a good one.
Camping stuff. You got a dirty car, you're into camping stuff.
Could be.
Not always true. I have a dirty car and I don't like camping.
You don't?
Also a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no?
Good morning, guys. Gonna swing through with another guest. Gonna say... Ah, got two. I'm gonna say spontaneous. Yes, maybe that's it. Okay, have a great day.
Spontaneous stuff.
I like that one.
Oh, great guess, but not it.
Morning, JV Show. Happy hump day. From Valley Springs. My guess for the bleeped out word is outdoor stuff. Have a great day, guys.
Outdoor. All right. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
I think the easiest way to tell if a woman is down to try outdoor stuff is take a look at her car. If it's dirty, you know so is she. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not talking about just an old dusty car. I'm talking about, like, you can tell.
Like, muddy.
Yeah, I think I've got, like, a little bit of mud spray up on the sides or whatever. You
true.
Know.
True. Yeah, yeah, down it's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, some outdoor stuff. Also, if it's a Subaru, then you can
definitely. Yeah.
Then, like, you just know. Then
you just know she's wearing hiking boots as we speak.
She's, like, got that Nature Valley bar, like, out the window, just, like, hella Google in the car. And, like, it's like a...
She's got a beanie on for some reason.
Yeah, sort of a lot of flannel, sort of like a forest green
Subaru. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, then you know. They are down for some outdoor stuff. stuff.
Very right. thick case on the phone, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, big time. All right, let's give some, it, like, thick-rimmed glasses, too. The glasses are, like, really thick. Okay, whatever. let's give some shout-outs first. Our buddy Julie of Valley Springs. Yes! What's up, Julie? What's up? I'm still reminiscing on my drive through Valley Springs a couple months ago. This chug mug is the best thing that's ever happened to that town. Let me just tell you that. Well, and our buddy Julie, of course.
She's the second best thing
that's ever happened to that town. All right, quite a few people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Melissa in San Jose, had it so did Mary in San Bruno. Woo-hoo! Jessica in Panola had it. What's up, Jessica? What's up? Lucia in San Francisco had it as well today. So did Lachelle in San Jose. Jesus in Sac had it. So did Leslie in Belmont. Graciela had it. She didn't say where she's from. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. A lot of people said outdoors this morning. Let's shout them out, too. Close. Alex and Benicia said that. So did our buddy David in Richmond. Philly Phil from the city. What's up, Philly Phil? Yeah. What's up? He said outdoors. Stephanie in San Jose said outdoors as well. And Noel in Bay Point said outdoorsy. Want to try some outdoorsy stuff.
That's a good guess. Very close.
I like the word outdoorsy.
Dang it.
But it was just outdoor.
Thank you, everyone who played. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05, right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Leo.
Leo, what's going on? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing well. Thank you. Yourself?
We are good. Thank you so much. All right. So you are on to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. You probably already know what you're playing for today, but just as a little reminder.
It's for tickets for Zara Larsson.
And I'm sure you already know how this works, but just as a little reminder, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So here's question number 1. Leo, Arabian, Clydesdale, and Appaloosa are all different types of what?
Horses.
Yep.
Very good
job.
Gorgeous, gorgeous horses. All right, question number 2. How many weeks make up a fortnight? Not the video game. It's a length of time.
Five?
Nope.
I don't know.
2 weeks.
Dang it.
2 weeks is a fortnight.
It's all good. You're still in the game. You're still in the game. You're allowed to miss one. Here's question number 3. Hydrogen makes up about 3/4 of the gas in our nearest star. What is that star's name?
It's a lot of gas.
Don't overthink it.
Just easy.
Star that's closest to... I don't know, the sun?
Yep.
Yeah, the sun! Yes,
the sun is the closest star to Earth.
Don't second guess yourself.
Whew. Okay, question number 4. You need this one to win the game. LeBron James was the top pick in the 2003 NBA draft. What team was he drafted to?
Oh, shoot. Let's go with...
Dump that.
Don't cut it,
please. No swearing.
The Cavaliers?
Yep.
There we go. You did it. You did it. Finished strong. And you got these 2 tickets to check out Zara Larsson at the Fox Theater next year. Congrats. Do we revoke the tickets for the cuss word? No. Yeah. We didn't give them a warning.
I
think it's common knowledge. You don't cuss on the radio. There's I hold back. Leo, you won the tickets. It's okay. Congratulations. Hang on for that winning. Graham, we have some shout-outs.
Got a whole bunch of them. Buckle up. A lot of DMs here. First one, hey, guys, can you shout out my daughter? Her name is Amber. She's turning 4. Mama, Dada, and sister Aubrey. Love you so much. She's a huge fan of the JV Show and will be listening with me and Mom Crystal in the morning. Yes, happy birthday, Amber.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Morning, Graham. My amazing son Dominic turns 9 today. Hoping you could give him a birthday shout-out. You are such a sweet, talented, and hardworking person. So full of life and love. Your daddy and I love you so much and are extremely proud of you. Enjoy your special day. Love Mama, Daddy, Dylan, and Devin. Yes, happy birthday, Dominic.
Who gives a fart?
All D's. A lot of D's in that family. Hey, Graham, please get... Because Dylan... Hey, Graham, please wish my wife, Veronica, a happy birthday. Let her know the kids and I are lucky to have such a strong and independent woman in our corner. She is the calm to my chaos, the heart of the family, and the best thing that ever happened to me. I love you. Her, not you, bud. clarified that he's not saying that to me. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday, Veronica.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, slide into the DMs looking for a B-Day shout-out for our son who turns 9 today. Hunter, you're the greatest kid, son, sibling, and human that we could ask for. Can't wait to spend your birthday at Disneyland's Oogie Boogie Bash. What's the Oogie Boogie Bash?
Sounds fun. Oogie Boogie Bash.
And party the night away. We're beyond proud of you and always will be. Love, Nico. Avia, Nova, Mom, and Dad. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Have fun at the Oogie Boogie Bash. Hey, Graham, can you give a birthday shout-out to my little brother, Leo Vanni, from his favorite big sister? Thank you. It'd mean a lot to him, especially because I live states away, and I think it'd be really cool to wish an 11-year-old happy birthday. Thanks again. And that's from Cassandra, or maybe Cassandra. I don't know. Happy birthday, Leo Vanni.
Who gives a fart?
Morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Mom, sliding into your DMs. Just wanted to wish my favorite son, Jackson, a happy 14th birthday. You may be my only son, but I wouldn't have any other way. Keep killing it and everything you do and enjoy today. We love you and give lots of farts. I mean hearts to you. Love Dad, Mom, your sisters, and your butthead dog. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, we've listened to you all on the JV show since before our daughter Desiree was born, and she's a huge fan. Our little Peanut is turning 10, and we hope you give her a birthday shout-out from Tommy, Daphne, Cookie, and Chloe. We're so proud of you and amazed the person you are continue to grow to be. We love you. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Desiree. Another one here. Hey, Graham, Raquel from San Jose. Today is my daughter Lauren's 17th birthday. Can you please give her a birthday shout-out? That'd be awesome. I know. Who gives a fart, right? Dad, Mom, and Lucas gives a fart. That's who.
Who gives a
happy
fart?
Happy birthday, Lauren. One more here. Good morning, Grammy. Please wish my daughter Stella Bella a happy 7th birthday. We love you so much. Have a wonderful day. Love Mom, Dad, Ollie, Winston, and Grayson. Yes, happy, happy 7th birthday, Stella Bella.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. All right, so Taylor Swift was this close to signing on to do the Super Bowl halftime show, but ultimately turned it down for this reason. I'll tell you coming up inside today's hottest trending.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Everyone needs to go to Wild 94.9's Instagram account because we had a wig snatching contest the other day. Mm-hmm. They posted the first matchup, which was me and Graham. A lot of people thought that you were going to win, Graham. But, you know, it was me. It was me.
I want to challenge the results for this. Like,
why?
It was total BS. Like, I was taking it easy on you because you're like 3 feet shorter than me. And so I was trying to be nice.
The proof is right there. Look at the video.
But your wig, as I was trying to grab your wig there in the round, it fell off in round one. So how am I supposed to grab it? Your wig had fallen off. Well, then you grab mine. We really need to go to the replay there because I feel like I got robbed of a round one. When and then in round two,
you stepped out of bounds.
Just a minor foot fault. Total BS.
Yeah, about that.
Like, I'm disagreeing with these results.
All right. Yeah. We have a shout out before we get to trending.
We do. I got another DM here. It says, hi, Graham. First time in your DMs with a birthday shout out request. Please give a very happy birthday shout out to my firstborn, Audrey Josel, who is 15 today. You're beautiful, intelligent, caring, and the best big sister to your four siblings. We love you so much. Love Mom, Dad, Jax, Ava, Luke, and Mason. Yes. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Taylor Swift was this close to signing on to do the Super Bowl halftime show, but she ultimately turned it down. So apparently they were in negotiations. Taylor was down to do the show.
Here's how the negotiations went. This is the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. Please, 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 I'll do anything. Please, please. Oh, please, please, I'll do anything.
Well,
please,
that's how they should have been. Please. That's how they should have been. But he wasn't willing to do anything, and that's why she had to turn it down. They're saying that Taylor was excited to do it. She came with some reasonable demands, but the one that the NFL refused to do was give Taylor ownership of the performance footage. Like, she owns her masters. She wants to own everything. She's doing this big show.
Yeah.
She wants to own the footage, and they just wouldn't do that. So, and it's not like she needs to do the performance. If anything, Graham, you're right. The NFL, they need her because that would be like an instant ratings boost because of the Taylor Swift effect, and Taylor just felt like she was getting lowballed.
Can I ask, like, her owning the footage, what wouldn't that necessarily do for her? Or for anyone?
She wants to
if
use
she
it
wanted
in
to use it in a documentary or, like, anything else.
The making of a halftime show, girl, and she wants to release that in theaters.
Wait,
and we all
be
get
cool.
to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Write that down.
I wonder if that is that is a sticking point with the NFL. We know that anytime the big game rolls around, suddenly you can't say the word Super Bowl in the air. Like, they want to own the rights and outright not let you. They want
to
control every little aspect of the game. And, you know, look, they've got the money to back it up to do it. But I would have thought they would have, for Taylor Swift, they would have bent on that.
It's like you can't treat Taylor like these other artists. Like, they don't pay the Super Bowl halftime performers. Like, they expect these artists to do it for, they expect these artists to do it for, quote, exposure. Taylor doesn't need the exposure. She would literally make the Super Bowl. Well, in terms of views.
But the other thing, well, the Super Bowl is already made in terms of views. So, like, the Super Bowl is the most watched TV event. That's the thing, though. The NFL is the richest sports league, pro sports league in the United States. They've got limitless wealth, billions and billions and billions of dollars, and the Super Bowl generates billions and billions of dollars. Like, why don't they pay the halftime performers? Not just Taylor, anybody. Anybody should get paid for that performance. It's a teensy tiny drop in the bucket of the revenue generated just on that day's game. It doesn't make any sense to me. And if Taylor wanted $100 million to perform, they could write that check and
it wouldn't impact
the NFL's bottom line.
At all.
Not that she should get $100 million for one performance. That's
give
insane.
It to her. I think give it to her.
But I mean, any demands that she comes with, they should just say, yeah, sure.
Like, right. All right, so Nicole, I don't know why I stopped at Nick. Nicole Kidman has filed for divorce, you guys. Yesterday we talked about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban living apart after 19 years of a marriage. He apparently just left and he got another house in Nashville, and that happened, you know, a few months ago. Well, yesterday Nicole went ahead and she filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. Now their inner circle believes that he has moved on with another woman. And one source says they think it's someone in the industry, another country singer. We don't know who. We don't know if it's like an up and comer, if it's someone like way, way younger. We don't know for sure, but that's the rumor that it's someone in like the country scene. There is already a marital dissolution agreement that comes with a parenting plan. Like Nicole, she's going to be the primary parents. They both waived spousal and child support. They will, however, have to take some co-parenting classes, and they will also retain their own assets. One more thing from the prenup. They had a cocaine clause put in before they got married in 2006.
Huh?
I didn't know this, but apparently Keith Urban had a little bit of a problem, and he ended up going to rehab after Nicole staged an intervention. So the clause states that when they marry, Keith would get $600,000 from Nicole for every year they were married if he remained sober during their relationship. So if he has, in fact, remained sober the entire time, he can get like $11 million just off that clause alone.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I mean, but how do you prove? They would have to have routine drug testing, right?
Yeah.
To prove the validity if they really wanted to argue over the dollars of that in court.
I mean, or maybe there's been instances where Nicole caught him, or maybe, I don't know, maybe she didn't. And she really, truly believes that he's been clean and she's like, okay, fine, here.
Oh, dang.
I don't know. But either way, you're the one that left. You probably have a much younger woman now and I got to pay you.
And now he's out.
I don't like that.
Probably doing that stuff again.
And it was for your own good because you were clean the whole time? Dang.
Wow. That's the weirdest. I guess
some more incentive to stay clean because she cares about him.
Yeah, but you would think it'd be the opposite. Like, hey, if you do this, you're going to have to pay me.
Yeah, it should be a penalty. Like, hey, yeah, you don't commit to this and follow through.
Maybe he's like a child and the reward system works better.
Yeah, rewards are better.
He's like a toddler.
Yeah, good job. Good game. Here's your trophy.
Graham, I know you have some information regarding the government shutdown and Fleet Week, which is next week, you guys. I know everyone really wants to hear about this. Let's do it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get into how the government shutdown could be affecting Fleet Week, we have a chance to win $1,000. Graham, you have this hour's keyword for Crazy Cash?
I do. Listen up, everybody. Get your pens and pencils out. Write this word down. It is light. Take that keyword light over to wild949.com. You got this whole hour to do it. Enter it there and you're in the running for this hour's $1,000 of crazy cash plus a flyaway trip to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in New York.
Good luck. All right, Graham, so what's the latest?
All right, it's official, you guys. It is official. The government deadline to reach a new budget agreement was last night at midnight, and an agreement was not reached, so the government has shut down. This is going to impact all sorts of things. Mainly impacts a huge number of government workers who will either be furloughed or those that are deemed essential. They have to continue to work but will not be paid until Congress reaches a new agreement. We talked yesterday about how this might impact Fleet Week here in the city, which is slated to begin this coming Sunday and go through the following weekend. Most of the big air shows are on that following weekend, and the headliner is always the Blue Angels. Mm-hmm. As of right now, not looking good for them to be participating this year. The shutdown means all non-essential military operations are halted, and Fleet Week is one of those non-essential things, as essential as it is to us here. We love it. Such a fun week. The government doesn't see it that way. So as of right now, the Blue Angels, they are not going to fly.
Oh, my God.
And depending on how long this shutdown goes, I think
they're going to resolve it in a week.
I think if it goes any longer than maybe a day or two, it sounds like some people are already saying they're not flying at all. It's done. They've confirmed that a couple of the Navy ships that are docked in San Diego that were scheduled to arrive here on Friday, they're not even going to make the trip because they would be departing probably today. So that ain't going to happen. So Fleet Week is not canceled, to let everybody know, but most of the U.S. Navy ships and all that stuff, they won't be there, nor will the Blue Angels be flying. Dang. Again, that's as of right now. I guess there's an outside chance the Blue Angels still happen, but right now it is a no. Fleet Week will have Canadian and Colombian ships. They are slated to arrive. They have already committed to taking part in this, so you will get to see some other Navy
units. Not as excited about that.
Not ours. And the Canadian Air Force's Snowbirds are going to headline the air show in place of the Blue Angels. If the Blue Angels don't fly, which is right now, they are not going to. So buckle up and watch the Canadian Snowbirds fly. So there's your Fleet Week update. And it is not a good one.
That's not what I wanted to hear, Grammy, but thank you. I think everybody needs to know that, especially if you were planning on attending any of the Fleet Week festivities.
It's not canceled. You can still go out there and have fun. Just like don't expect the Blue Angels to come rip-roaring overhead. And like, I just love when they practice over the city. That would be next week when they do all the practice runs and they're setting off everyone's car alarms and people are diving on the streets. They're so scared because they come roaring. Oh, it's the best.
All right. Today is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Woo-hoo! Get your pumpkin spice, everybody. Look, fall. This is fall feels now, right?
Yes,
this
rainy
weather.
It is.
How fast we turned to the page, because there was a lot of people, no, it's still summer. It's hot out. Well, now it's rainy and pumpkin spice officially the day today. So if you have not gotten your pumpkin spice, go get one. I do want to ask people if they have tried Starbucks' new protein foams and the new protein drinks. They just launched on the 29th, 2 days ago.
Ooh.
And these,
that doesn't sound good to me.
Protein cold foam, you can get it added onto the top of any drink. It can add anywhere from 15 to 36 grams of protein. They make it out of some sort of whey protein powder. I don't think that's a vegan friendly, so don't get that if you're a vegan. But I want to know, leave us a talk back if you have tried one of these new protein cold foam toppers on your Starbucks beverage, because the reviews that I have read, and I'm going to read some of them to you online, they're not very glowing, Selena. First one here, the foam tastes like chalky vanilla pudding.
Ew.
Somebody said, I put the protein foam on a nitro cold brew and it gave me the most horrible bubble guts.
Oh, no.
Watch out for that.
Yikes.
Somebody said, I tried it in the chocolate cold foam and was like, oh, this isn't that bad, and took a bigger sip and almost threw up.
Oh, my God. It's really hard to make anything protein flavored
that tastes good.
Yeah.
Another person says, the matcha was so atrociously bad, I've never been so repulsed. Another person wrote, it smells like baby formula. I gagged when I was making this.
I'm traumatized.
And then one last one, somebody says, it literally smells like baby farts. It makes me gag every time I train someone to make this. That's a actual Starbucks employee.
Oh my God.
So if you enjoy baby farts but want to get swole, have some protein in your Starbucks drink.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Protein cold foam is an option now.
You know, I like a lot of like the changes that Starbucks is making, because you know the new CEO or whatever. I mean, most of the things I like. I like that they're switching it up, because Starbucks has been around a long time, you know. But you would think somebody would have, I don't know, like tasted this before putting it out on the menu.
But also protein stuff is such a huge revenue. It's such a huge business in this country. Everybody wants protein. You got to get more protein in your diet. How much protein? Is that your protein drink? You know, how much protein is in that? You know, it's all protein is like the thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I see Starbucks wanting to get in on this and cash in and generate some of the revenue associated with this. But if it smells like baby farts.
Yeah, I think I'm a pass.
Might not be the thing. All right, leave us a talk back if you tried this, though. I want an actual.
Please.
These are the ones I read online, but I'd love somebody that's actually tasted this protein cold foam topper because it's only been out a couple days.
Yes.
Let us know if it's good or not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, who's this? Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Want to win some
Hello?
Stuff?
Oh, no.
Can't hear you. Mm. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we'll try again in a minute or so. We were just talking about Starbucks' new protein foam. Graham, you read some comments, and they were not good.
They weren't great. A lot of people said it gave them the bubble guts and or the foam itself smelled like baby farts.
So we got some talkbacks.
Hi, guys. We're talking about the protein cold foams at Starbucks. I actually had the matcha with the banana cold foam protein. I thought it was really good. My friend got it and thought it was really good. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So not baby fart.
That sounds pretty good. Banana cold foam, a banana flavored cold foam protein topper on your Starbucks drink? Selena, that sounds right in your wheelhouse.
Why?
Because you like these drinks with all these ridiculous add-ons and this and two extra pumps of this and four shots
and
of this
shots,
and the things
yeah.
and then shaking the oats and whatever. And then why not throw a little banana cold foam
Yeah,
on
I'm
top.
Not really here for the banana flavor, though.
Really?
Yeah, no. But, I mean, that's a glowing review.
Yeah, that was
but
a good
maybe,
one.
You know, unlike the other ones.
Yeah.
KB Show Familia, Eric from San Jose. Hey, que soy. Happy hump day. I'm about to leave home right in a bit. Good thing I tuned in just in time. I'm about to try this Starbucks before, you know, my freeway entrance. I'll let you guys know right after. Pray for me, guys. Pray for me. Prayers up for Sky Daddy.
Yeah, pray for him.
Yeah, so let us know.
He's going to like try it out and then get on that long commute.
Oh, no.
Hopefully that car ride's not a bumpy one.
Yikes. Ew. All right, let's see if our winner is there now. Hi, Wild 94.9. Are you there?
Oh, no.
Are you there? All right, we're going to have to go to the next person. Wild 94.9, hi, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, you are the winner! You're gonna
awesome!
Yeah, you're going to be checking out twice. You just got two tickets. They're going to be at the Oakland Arena January 17th, and there's a meet and greet included.
You are in nice. There. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
All right, hang on there, Ryan, for those tickets. Can I ask something about J-Lo?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a couple things regarding Hollywood. Now, J-Lo, you know that she did CBS Sunday Mornings this past weekend, and I thought this clip was really, really interesting.
Did you struggle, you think, to be taken seriously at first?
At first?
Yeah.
At first and maybe always? I don't know.
Yeah?
A little bit. And maybe it's just me in my own head. I don't know. I've always felt a bit of the underdog.
Yeah.
Definitely misunderstood.
Why is it that J-Lo still, after all these years, is not taken seriously as an actor? Like, I love every J-Lo movie. But even I would agree with that Hollywood, like, nobody takes her seriously. Is it because it's like the rom-coms a lot?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is?
No. Don't you think you get kind of pigeonholed as, you know, you're this big music artist. You're a big, like, pop star, first and foremost, so people know you as that.
But she's done other roles, yeah. Like that.
I know that.
That and Netflix one, I forgot. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. But it was like, it did really big numbers.
Yeah. I think the crazy part about it is, Graham, you talk about her being an artist, but I think even with her being an artist, she gets criticized with that a lot. She's not really taken seriously
at all.
Like an artist either.
That's
so
true.
It kind of sucks because she just gets bashed on for everything she does, really.
Do you think it's more so because she's more known for like her relationships? Like we care more about her personal life than like her music or movies maybe?
Yeah.
But then again, I'm a fan of all her movies though, you know?
Yeah. But do you see her?
I don't have the answer.
Do you see her as an actress that, I guess, can play characters other than the ones that she always plays?
Sure. I mean, she's been in like action roles and stuff like that. But
right.
Just because it's her, people struggle to take that seriously.
Do you feel bad
you know
for
what
her?
I mean?
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit I do in that sense. The other thing I wanted to talk about regarding Hollywood, how do you feel about an AI actor?
No.
Hollywood is like buzzing over this Tilly Norwood AI-generated actor. Supposedly, like, agencies are like fighting to sign her. This isn't even a real person. I mean, it's gotten so big to the point that like SAG-AFTRA, they've had to, you know, issue statements saying how they're not cool with this. This isn't a person. She's taken away from real life actors. And the person who created her posted a statement on Instagram saying like, no, the point of this is not to take away jobs from humans. Like, no one is ever going to replace humans in the acting world. Yes, they are. Yeah. But she created this Tilly Norwood character as a tool, just something fun.
Lies
to do.
But then why is Tilly Norwood out there seeking to be signed by an agency?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Like, if it's just like this fun experiment. I don't know. I think there will be, and most of Hollywood has pushed back against this, because why would you want an AI version of an actor when you could have an actual actor?
Maybe because they see it as like, well, an AI actor isn't going to complain about, you know, not having this coordinator here on set or not having these certain wages. Or
like, I would rather, if I'm going to watch a movie, I would rather see a movie with real people. You Same. Know what I mean? But if it's a movie that's all AI, is that any different than like an animated movie?
I think it's hard to make it look real.
Yeah, I mean, it'll look more realistic, but it's kind of along that same thing, right?
Well, yeah.
And we have no problem with animated movies.
And AI will be able to generate animated movies as well, so.
I don't like this.
I don't like any of it. That's weird. I don't like any of this AI stuff.
That is weird.
What? I mean, no. I'm supporting the humans in this in this fight.
I think I'm team human.
I'm going to stand with the humans. I'm going to have a march down to City Hall today, 1 p.m.
By the way, Tilly Norwood, I just looked up her Instagram. If all these talent agencies are like dying to get her signed, you would think she'd have more than just 42,000 followers. I thought it'd be like in the millions at this point.
But why do people, for the same reason, why do you want to follow an AI person? Like, oh, I can't wait to see what Tilly's up to today.
I don't know, but people do. Virtually. There's AI influencers with millions of followers.
Well, they have huge bazoomers. I just, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what it is.
I just like, I'm not, let me see if Tilly Norwood went down to Starbucks today to get a pumpkin spice latte. She's not real. It's an AI person. Why am I following that?
I know, but you can say that about anything, about any the other of the ones AI have giant people. Bazoomers, well, that's a good point. That is a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about J-Lo. She said in a new interview that she feels like she is just not taken seriously in Hollywood.
Hey guys, this is Diana from Fremont. I wanted to comment on the J-Lo not being taken seriously. One reason for me is that every time she's in a movie, when she's doing like a fight scene or something, I've noticed she never gets her face dirty. It's kind of been a weird thing for me where I've noticed her face is always still glammed up. Even in like Shotgun Wedding and other movies. That's my main reason. Okay, bye.
Well, what about?
That's a good point.
I got to do some research and find a movie that I'm about to mention before I mention it.
Like Enough?
Yes, that one. She wasn't like fully glammed up in that one. She
wasn't fully?
Like at all.
But I feel like she still looks good. Like, well, they still make her look really good.
It's not her fault. She's hot. Now we're like shaming her for being beautiful.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but maybe that's just points to the fact that she's difficult to work with, that she always, you know, requires that she looks a certain way in all these movies. And the directors are like, could you just fall down in the mud in the scene and get dirty? And just,
maybe.
No, can't have any of that on my face.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sean from Fairfield. You guys were talking about J-Lo on how she's not able to get a job and stuff like that. Maybe she's done something in the past during her meet and greets with other people and it just spread. Like, a diva's a diva. If you want butterflies and puppies and rainbows and bubbles inside your interviews and stuff like that, now people are going to look at you differently. Anywho, holla at your boy.
Any thoughts to that? That's one of the reasons she struggles and to be taken seriously in Hollywood is her diva reputation.
Yeah, I mean, that has been long-standing, but I mean, but what does that have to do? But that's a lot of A-listers. I don't know if J-Lo's A-list, but I mean,
not all of them.
They can have a little diva to them.
Yeah,
but it makes them less likable.
But a little bit. She has major diva to her and seems very inauthentic when she tries to relate to us norms.
That's true. That's what a lot of people say.
Jenny from the block just goes and gets that ham sandwich from the bodega.
And the orange.
It was the orange drink.
From the bodega. And everyone's like, no, you've never been there. And I mean, I definitely think there's something to that.
But it's one thing to be unlikable and another to like not be taken seriously for your acting ability.
I can see that, yeah.
You know?
I guess.
I think so. We got to talk about this crazy story out of Texas. There was a DoorDasher that saved a life. So he was about to make a delivery to this hotel. And what this person had ordered was garbage bags, zip ties, bleach, and a hatchet.
That doesn't sound like
and
a
so
good
the
meal.
Delivery driver was like, this is a little weird. He like gets the items, takes it to the hotel, but then
Here's your murder kit.
But then he alerts like the hotel manager about the suspicious items. That person, the manager, ended up calling police who came and they found that the guy who made the order had himself barricaded in a room, supposedly with a gun. And like it was like a hostage situation. There was like somebody else in there with him. And thanks to that delivery driver saying something, they ended up saving that person's life that was stuck in the room with him.
So I guess this is just proof that, yeah, when you're ordering on Instacart or DoorDash or one of these sites, they're judging all the things that are going into your cart.
Oh, they definitely are.
Yeah, they're like, who would order this? Oh, what? This? But I mean, when you're getting zip ties and a hatchet.
Yeah.
That raises a few red flags.
Make it a little obvious. I know.
Ordering a murder kit on DoorDash.
You have something DoorDash related to
I do. Did you guys see that they just unveiled Dot?
What is that?
DoorDash's new autonomous delivery robot, Dot.
No.
He's a pretty cute little, it's like a little miniature. Well, we've all seen those autonomous little robot things driving around the sidewalks here in San Francisco and stuff and other places. He's sort of like that. Says like 1/10 the size of a car. And he's on wheels and he can navigate streets, sidewalks, you name it. And they think this is perfect for orders when, why do I need to send a person with an entire car when somebody DoorDashes one tube of toothpaste or some small item? You throw it in Dot and let Dot deliver that to you. But Dot can also deliver food and things like that from restaurants because they say Dot, very speedy, quick. He can make it and navigate through places and all sorts of things and
that
get right
so
to your door.
Cute.
In a quick amount of time, they're rolling out a lot of AI-enabled delivery options. This is sort of their vision that maybe it's a drone that delivers your thing. Maybe it's Dot. Maybe it's an actual human dasher or some combination of all those things. Selena, would you rather have a person deliver to your house? I mean, you're our number one DoorDasher on the show. Would you rather have a person deliver your order or a Dot?
It depends. How
and he like pulls up. He's like, beep, beep.
Cute. How robbable is Dot?
Not robbable, okay. I don't think. I think they've thought of all these.
Okay, then I'm going with things. Dot, because Dot's not going to eat your food.
Yeah, Dot's not going to tax a few fries on the way over.
No, he's not.
But I feel like there's more obstacles for Dot to make it to its destination on time.
But I mean,
no, Dot can bob and weave through traffic. He doesn't, your dasher's stuck there at a red light. Little Dot's like,
if I feel like a car would be faster, then I'd still want a human. But if it's like a really short distance and I'm just being lazy, then I'd bring Dot. That's fine. But you guys,
you just put a human out of work. But
I deleted DoorDash.
What?
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay? Do you have a fever? What's wrong with you?
What was the reason?
I'm not feeling okay. But also, I'm just tired of overpaying for literally everything.
Okay.
I deleted DoorDash.
Is this the first time you've ever deleted it?
No. She's done this in the past and she's relapsed
but
in a very short amount of time.
This time.
When did you delete it? So just so we can monitor your progress.
On Sunday.
Okay, so Sunday.
After I ordered Wingstop. I was having regrets and then I deleted the
one
app.
Final order. Yeah. What'd you get?
My 8-piece lemon pepper.
Yeah. That's it?
Well, with fries and a drink.
Okay. Anything for anybody else or just you
and then
selfishly?
My husband got another 8-piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm just
classic
wondering.
Wings.
Just curious. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And today's Wednesday.
And I made it this far.
Well, I mean, we're not even through the day.
That's a long time for me.
Start of the day. So we're 2 days into this, basically. 2 days and some change. And what's the over under on how long you make it? Because last time you did this, it didn't, I think, 2 weeks max.
Oh, I think I'll make it.
End of the year?
End of the month.
I don't think he'll make it end of the
month.
That's
a long time. You don't think I'll make it end of the month?
No.
I don't either.
No, Selena, sorry.
All right, write that down.
Okay.
See, and you need to be honest about us when you relapse.
Okay, I will. I don't, like, you can even check my phone. It's not there. I'll be honest. Okay.
Does that mean your husband's just going to order from his phone?
Wait, you're right. Workaround.
Nice little loophole.
Well, if he decides to DoorDash, that's on him. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, okay, but then, but if he's like, hey, I'm going to DoorDash some Wingstop, what do you want? You're like, 8-piece lemon pepper wings.
Hey.
Like, that's guilty. You're guilty.
But that, why? If I'm not the one doing it.
It's your household. You said you're tired of overpaying for things.
Yeah, me, out of my bank account. But if he can do whatever he wants.
But are you going to convince them, like, hey, I'm kind of feeling like DoorDashing. Can you do it on your phone?
Hey, this is the free country sometimes, and he can do whatever he wants.
Well, yeah, he can, but I don't think for you to maintain to the end of the month, I don't think you can pile on to his order. Yeah.
Why? If he's asking me what
I want.
Because
this is your intervention. No, because
you don't want to overpay for things.
Yeah, but he's the one paying, not me. I don't want to overpay for things.
No, I think that you've just found out a nice little workaround. You're just making up rules.
Like, come on. Stop.
No.
Yeah. So, in other words, you'll be DoorDashing something later this afternoon.
I will not. I don't have the app. I'm not paying. I'm not giving DoorDash any more of my money.
She's giving me.
Yeah.
Except that it's your household. You guys are married. Your money.
Yeah,
is
but
the
it's
same.
Coming out of his account. Girl math. It's not. No. I don't see it.
It's not.
It is.
You have a problem, Selena. We're concerned.
I might.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so we have a leaked phone call of Cardi B threatening Ice Spice. Now, Cardi was supposedly talking to Ice's manager in this call. So I guess the backstory is that Ice Spice had said some things about Cardi, upset that Cardi said Sexy Red deserved a BET award and Ice Spice had only won some iHeart award.
Wow.
Whoa, now we're catching strays here.
Wow, why are we catching strays this morning?
That I don't know. But here is just a piece of the phone call that got leaked yesterday. It's Cardi going off.
You don't know? I'ma show ya. I'm not Lotto. I'ma beat her the f*** up. I'ma knock her the f*** out. Y'all gonna see what the f*** is up. Go on the phone right now.
And it was a lot longer than that. She was even, poor Lotto catching strays. She called Lotto the P word, and Lotto's her friend. So Cardi ended up apologizing that she was just like really, really upset when she was yelling.
So that was that's an authentic call.
That's an authentic call.
It was leaked.
What's
wrong with people?
Isn't that crazy?
I've never called anybody on the phone and yelled at them like that, treated another person like that. Never.
I might have. I'm not really sure. So.
Like,
we're not going to talk about that, though.
Wow, we should.
But, so that's Cardi threatening Ice Spice. Mind you, she is still beefing with, like, every other female rapper right now. We talked a little bit about her beef with Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. That is back online. And it was still going yesterday. There's, like, it's too much to even update you on right now. But Nicki was going on and on and on, calling her Barney B. Mm-hmm. Nicki was talking about Cardi's kids. Which a lot of people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's a little low.
But I mean, Cardi, she goes below the belt as well. But mm-hmm. I do think kids off limits. And then JT from City Girls, she's also jumped in and she's trash talking Cardi as well. God. So it's like Cardi in one corner and like versus everybody else.
I think there are some of them that just shouldn't be involved at all. Like, I'm sorry, Ice Spice shouldn't be in this. Like, I'm team Cardi when it comes to Cardi versus Ice Spice.
And I thought Cardi and Ice Spice were like more on the same team because they both don't like Nicki. But Ice and Cardi don't like.
I thought there was sort of a preview of, I don't know if you mentioned this right now, that there was the preview of Ice Spice doing like a diss track for Cardi. And so it's like, why are you getting involved? I don't know.
At this point, you might as well just do it for attention. Yeah.
But did you say what was the impetus for that phone call?
Ice had said some things about Cardi, upset that, you know, Cardi said Sexy Red deserves these awards. Meanwhile, Ice Spice, you got these.
Wow.
It's from what I understand, there's probably a lot
giant
more.
Screaming fest. Interesting. Yeah.
Did you guys hear what's going on with Tyrese?
No.
Mm-mm.
So there is a warrant out for his arrest because last month, I guess he has these huge dogs, cane corsos, and he lets them out to roam free and one of these dogs killed his neighbor's dog.
Oh, hell no.
And this was reported, I want to say September 18th. I'm not really sure. But after that, Tyrese, he cannot be found. Oh. They went there, you know, they got a warrant. They searched his home. His dogs weren't there. Tyrese is not there. Nobody knows where he is. But he posted online that he was going to be in Dubai until the end of the month. So they think he's like fleeing the country. There's a warrant out for him right now for negligence and for like animal cruelty.
Oh well, he probably doesn't want his dog to get put down.
Right. And
so he popped it on a private jet and flew to Dubai.
I saw a post where he said, like, hey, they've been rehomed. so I don't have the name anymore. He's obviously just trying to get the cops off his case.
Yeah.
But they're like looking for him and his dogs right now, and he's basically ghosting them. His team is saying he's cooperating, but from what the cops are saying, it's like the opposite.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. So much drama.
Not good.
Grammy, what do you have in trending?
A Connecticut woman just won the most amount of money ever in the history of Wheel of Fortune. Are people still watching Wheel of Fortune?
Nope.
Okay. Her name is Christina Derejevanjnik. And on last night's episode, hosted by our boy Ryan Seacrest, that's why people are watching, Selena. Ryan Seacrest is still host. She won $1,035,115. She dominated the game start to finish. She won trips to Montana and Tokyo. And then she snagged the Wheel's $1 million wedge. I don't know how somebody does that, but she did it. In the bonus round, she chose the category Living Things. And then she correctly solved the puzzle. The answer was pack of coyotes. You guys totally wouldn't have gotten it.
No.
But whatever.
No.
And then Seacrest flipped open the envelope to reveal that she had won the $1 million prize. She obviously lost it. She told her boss in the crowd who was there supporting her that she's putting in her 2 weeks, basically.
Wow.
Because why wouldn't she? A million dollar prize. There have been other people, I guess, that have cracked the $1 million mark. There's been four instances of that before, but her dollar total is just slightly higher than all of those. So the biggest prize ever in the history of Wheel of Fortune, hosted by our boy, Ryan Seacrest. The pride of iHeartRadio.
Yep.
Yes.
The only thing that matters to this company.
Yep.
well, that's really cool. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is Jennifer from Coos Bay, Oregon. I would love to wish my husband and myself a very happy 5th anniversary. It has been a wild ride, but amazing at the same time. I hope to spend the rest of my life with you. And yeah, I know who gives a fart.
That is a great point.
Who gives a fart?
Happy anniversary, you two lovers. JV Show still number one in Coos Bay, Oregon. So we appreciate you.
Graham, didn't you have to give a shout out?
Oh my God. I just
almost forgot again.
Well, Selena, I just got a calendar alert on my phone. That is my mom's birthday today.
Yes.
And thank you to Google for giving me that calendar.
And for Selena for reminding you again.
Reminder. Right, and yes, thank you for giving me a big reminder. I want to say happy birthday to my mom. She's the best mom on earth. Did you know that?
Not true.
I just checked the official rankings. JV Show, number one in Coos Bay, Oregon. My mom, number one globally.
I thought my mom was number one.
Nope, it's not even close.
Move.
She's number 52
moms
on the list. So, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy
I love
birthday.
You.
Who gives a fuck?
Happy birthday.
All right, another thing we were talking about earlier this morning was the protein toppers you can get at Starbucks now.
Yes, their new offering just launched a couple days ago. You can get your drinks infused with a lot of protein. And our buddy Eric from San Jose was like, I'm going to go to Starbucks right now to try one, because the reviews that we shared, that we read online, a lot of people said it smelled like baby farts and or gave them the bubble guts. So he said he was going to go try one and give us a review.
Buenos dias, JV Show Familia. This is Eric from San Jose. It's been a little bit over 10 minutes since I finished it. I'm feeling pretty good, Graham. Thank you. Thank you for your, that's happening right now. No bumpies. But yeah, I got the Grande Eyes Vanilla Cream Protein Latte, probably not the same as the cold foam. It's pretty good. It's just a little, just a bit more thick than a regular drink. But yeah, I'll get this again. Not a Starbucks guy, but I'll get this again.
Okay, so damn, drink you hella thick. he didn't get the protein foam topper, but I guess you can get the protein infused in whatever beverage you want. So
it probably tastes better that way.
I have no desire to try this at all after hearing those initial comments that we talked about.
Yeah. I'm still curious.
I'm not.
I'm in my gym era. I'm trying to get swole, Selena. I got to get some protein.
I guess so.
Get one before the gym today, Graham.
Yeah, or after.
Going back to our cool or not list, to do this every Wednesday, we throw some things out. Throw some things out and we ask, is this cool or not?
Can I guess? Okay, cool or not. Spirit Christmas stores are expanding from 10 to 30 this year.
Are any going to be out here?
No.
Oh,
but why not?
They just haven't expanded to that size just yet.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
We talked either last year or the year before about Spirit originating in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
Spirit Christmas, and they're not going to have one in the Bay Area?
Well, I mean, compared to the thousands of Spirit Halloween stores that are out there, because obviously they've been around for a really long time now. like, I guess it kind of makes sense that they would. No, you know what?
Not really.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me. What took so long to think of this idea? People love decorations for Christmas. They love Christmas stuff. Christmas merchandise has been the biggest seller probably historically ever of anything, of any themed merchandise. Why did Spirit Halloween not originally go, hey, we're going to be a Halloween superstore, but as soon as Halloween's done, then we're just going to fill our store with Christmas stuff.
And why then haven't they
make
done that?
A gazillion more dollars. Like, this idea should have come up, I don't know, whenever Spirit Halloween launched 15, 20 years ago, whatever it's been. I'm baffled by this.
That's a good point.
Did some other company not take the ball and run with it and follow the exact same business model?
Right.
Go into some closed store and fill it with Christmas stuff and sell it for a couple months.
So I had read that most of their new locations were going to be somewhere in the Midwest. Now I'm reading that there's a chance they might pop up with some in California, but none of that is listed just yet. No locations. So I'm crossing my fingers that hopefully eventually, like, they will pop up some here, because Christmas decorations to me are a lot more, I don't know, I'm more likely to buy those than Halloween decorations, TBH.
It's a massive revenue generator. Why? Spirit, hello. This is a no-brainer business idea. But this brings me to something much, much more important. Now that it is October 1st and Spirit Halloween stores are open all across the Bay Area and the country, has anybody yet taken this season's first spooky dookie?
I don't.
And if not, one of us here on this show should have to go today and do it.
Not it. I nominate you, Graham.
Yes.
Spooky dookie, of course.
I feel like you don't mind taking those anywhere.
When you go, I do mind. I am not a public number twoer, and so I would mind. But because it is the season, I think we should draw straws or draw names out of a hat. Someone has to go to their local Spirit Halloween store and take a number.
I think most of them don't even have public restrooms.
Some of them do.
No.
I haven't been to one.
And if they don't.
In a long time it does. You got to take it in the middle of some costume racks.
I'm almost positive that, that's the bigger challenge. If your local Spirit Halloween store doesn't have a bathroom to take the first spooky dookie of the season is a little tougher. I'm almost positive the Spirit Halloween in Napa does have a bathroom because they took over an old either CVS or Walgreens space.
Okay, so
I know they have bathrooms in there.
Go get your protein drink from Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Head on over to Spirit.
Take the spooky dookie. Yes. I may have to do that. It is on my way home from the gym, so I may have to swing by there.
I feel bad for the workers.
That's
please
disgusting.
Don't do this.
Spooky dookie is my favorite of all of Halloween.
Can I do one quick cool or not?
Fine.
Something I saw this morning. Just really quick, cool or not, Lionel Richie has a new memoir out. Nobody cares. But in it, there's a part where he talks about how Michael Jackson had a nickname.
Okay.
People would call him Smelly because he actually smelled so bad because of poor hygiene and would never, like, wash his clothes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he was just a child at heart, Selena. He didn't know how to do laundry.
I guess so. Maybe that's what it is.
He did want to take a shower.
He would wear his pants until they were just, like, unwearable.
Oh, no.
Anymore. And everyone called him Smelly.
Oh, that's sad. Not cool.
I don't feel bad for him.
But not cool that he didn't wash his clothes.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, not cool.
I want to know if he knew that was his nickname, or was it like a behind his back type of thing?
Behind his back.
You think that's
he was
what
the
I
king
thought?
Of pop. You didn't tell him that.
You don't say that to his face.
Nope.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.